Okay. It's hard because there are very big breaks between these shmuz and these shiurim. But I think that those of you here last time, you remember, we were talking about the tension that exists in the life of a mashpia, a rav, rebbe, so on. But I tried to explain this tension working out of the mitzvah of Minah Mikdash Leyetze, that the place of the Kohen Gadol is in Beis HaMikdash. So Machlokes, we learned Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, and Sanhedrin. And Lamaisa, the halacha is that, as the Rambam passes in Klei HaMikdash today, Kohen Gadol is to remain for the most part in the Beis HaMikdash. Physically in the Beis HaMikdash. We spoke about that, we learned the Rambam inside. And the Shemi Shmuel, we learned, explains that it means that a person is commanded to guard the Mikdash of who he is. Mina Mikdash Lo Yetzei is a commandment to each and every person. That a person has to do whatever he's able to, Shloi Lotzeis Mikdushoso, not to leave the boundaries of his Kedusha. Now the problem is, that if somebody wants to go out to teach, to be a rabbi nowadays, to be a rav, whatever, any capacity of hashpah obviously requires that individual to become very entrenched in the trenches of the Jewish people, to go out to the people. So we learned an amazing Torah that's brought down in the Pituchei Chayis and Hakdamah to the Tshuvos of the Chasam Sofer, where there's some sort of a miraculous Siyata Deshmaya. Chasam Sofer explains that for the lost time that is spent being out there with Hashem's people, the model of Avraham Avinu, there was a miraculous compensation for that lost time, and there was a special Siyata Deshmaya Hayipoli and Hashem Dover, that Avraham Avinu was going to lose out because he went out to help the rest of the world, to bring the rest of the world to the Borei Olam. Chasam Sofer says it can't be such a thing. It can't be. And he brings many rayas. We didn't do the whole piece, and I suggested that you take a look inside the Pituchei Chayisim, why Avraham Avinu merited the title of Avraham Ayhavi. Now to appreciate this, the intensity of this struggle of remaining in the Mikdash and having to leave the Mikdash in order to be Mashpia, let's just quickly look at that piece from Kedushas Levi, a part of the piece from Kedushas Levi, and we'll continue from there, just to get a little better picture of the Ratzon Hashem and how you and I have the schus Bez Hashem to be Isaac and Malachis Shemayim. So the Bedichev and Pashas Noach writes, Eila told us Noach, Nira dihine yesh shnei mini tzadikim sha'ovdim esabayre. Kedushas Levi says there are two types of tzadikim ha'ovdim esabayre. Tzadik echad yesh sha'ovet ha'bayre baruch hu bislavus godl. There's one type of a tzadik that his avodas Hashem is bislavus godl, with tremendous hislavus. But v'hula atzmoi. But essentially he remains to himself. He remains in the mikdash. And he doesn't go out to be makar of the rishoyim, to be makar of those who are far away. He doesn't go out. Rakshu b'fnei atzmoi levadoi oyved haboyrei. That's his life. That's the way of this tzaddik. There are tzaddikim more like that. V'yei tzaddik echad she'oyved haboyrei u'machzer harishoyim liyos gam kein me'oyved haboyrei. And there's another type of a tzaddik. This is obviously the preferred one in the eyes of the Bedichtshava. There's an oyved habari ha'machzir Hashem liyos gam kein be'oyved habari, who goes out to bring others that they too should become avdei Hashem. K'may Avraham Avinu shohim megayir geirim. Like Avraham Avinu was megayir geirim, it's an nefesh ha'shadot v'b'charon. We see b'kisvei ha'rizal. Shal zen nenash noach, we find in the kisvei ha'ri, and really it's rooted b'feresh and chazal, that Noach was punished al shelohayim mechiyah harishayim shebedor, because he didn't do what he could to go out of the teva, to go out of the mikdash. That was his mikdash. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to him, "Tseim en hateva," but that was ready when the world was destroyed. But he did not do what he could have, according to Chazal, to rescue the generation. V'hutzrach, and as a result of that, the Arizal teaches us that hutzrach legalgal b'moshe, the Noach had to somehow enter into Moshe Rabbeinu later on, through the site of Gilgulim. Moshe hay misakin, for Moshe Rabbeinu to misakin what went wrong with Noach. Therefore, there are many, many, comparisons that are made between Moshe Rabbeinu, who began his career in a little teva, in a little boat, and Noach with a teva, without going into any of the protim. But Moshe Rabbeinu is misakin Noach. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was constantly with the people and was going out and bringing them back. And that is the meaning of what the Gemara says. There's a Jew, there's a tzaddik, that he lives in both of those worlds. He's toiv l'shamayim, and he's also toiv l'abriyos. He's toiv l'shamayim, but his dveikus Hashem does not cause him to turn away from the Briyos, from everybody else. Kizat Sadik Shoivat Hashem Makarvas Hashem Gamkin Lias Avdi Hashem Nikra Toiv L'Shamayim. This Sadik, who's Oivat Hashem and is also Makarv Hashem, he has this double type of this double life, which is really one life of what is Hashem divided into two parts. Nikra Toiv L'Shamayim. He's called Toiv L'Shamayim Mishum Shu Oivat HaBorei, because he's Oivat Hashem. And he's also toiv labrios. He's also of tremendous benefit to the brios. And remember, brios does not necessarily mean the chosh of a people. The Tanya says that in Perek Lamed Beis. Brios is, by Aaron it says, oyev is a brios. Brios is a makav in the Torah. The Tanya explains that brios is a lotion, that the best thing you could say about this person is that he exists. He's a bria. He exists. Other milas he doesn't have, other than the fact that he's breathing. Even such a person, Tim Makarvis Abriyos. So this Jew, this tzaddik is Toiv L'Shamayim and Toiv L'Abriyos. Bishul Shu Makarv Abriyos, Lavad Hashem. Abol Noach Lohoi Makarv Abriyos, Lavad Hashem, Kanal. But Noach was not Toiv L'Abriyos. V'yadu Ma'ashom Chazal, Kol Melamed Ben Chaver Torah, Kili Yilodai. Chazal say that when you teach another Jew Torah, it's Kili, you gave birth to that person. K'mayshu Kosveh, Salav Rom Avinu, V'yasa Nefesh, Asher also B'charon, it's Kili who gave birth to all of those people. Asher also a nefesh, asher also b'char. Nimtza lefiza. Avraham Avinu shohi megaya gerim harbe. Lekach loy nemra. And he says a terrific thing. He says, lekach by Avraham Avinu, who was megaya many, many gerim, who was toiv l'shamayim and toiv l'briyas. Lekach loy nemra etzla Avraham eila toldeis. It doesn't say eila toldeis Avraham. And then to list his toldeis. K'may shnema etzal Noach. It says eila toldeis yisabin Avraham Avraham elizisab. It doesn't say, by way of introduction, this is who Avraham Avinu, this is the life of Avraham Avinu, these are his children, doesn't do such a thing like he does by Noach. The Bedichva says, because at the end of the day, all Noach had were his children. He had an opportunity to save the world, but at the end he just saved his mishpacha. So when the Torah is telling us the sahakol of Noach's life, It says, Eila told us Noach. These are the only children he had. He could have had thousands and thousands of more children. Because when you Melamed ben Chaver Torah, it's Kili Yilado, but he didn't. He only had his biological children. Vayila Noach Shloi Shabonim, that's what it says. Mishum Shalahoy Loi Talodas. Rak Masha Makosu, Vayila Noach Shloi Shabonim. Hashem, and so on. Vayila Yosef Kanal, that's all he had. It's as if the Torah is saying, these are his only toldos. He could have had many more toldos. His only offspring were the ones that he biologically brought into the world. But more than that, to teach, to go out, to be mashpia, there wasn't. And the Torah says, you know, want to know why? Because his way, the way of this tzaddik, which is a very holy thing, but the way of this tzaddik was Esher Lukim Hishalech Noach. That was his whole world. He walked with Hashem, not with people. Esher Lukim Eila told us Noach. Now, why is it that Noach only had these children? What about all of the thousands that he could have given birth to? What about the rest of the world? The Tevet says that wasn't his way. His way was Esher Lukim Hishalech Noach. He walked just with Hashem. As Lukim Zach Noach. Rasulim Rak Esel Lukim Hayim Zalach Noach. Rak Esel Lukim. That's how he lived. Noach Levadoi Hayoivei Haborei Baruchu Avalo Hayim Zalachim Habriyas Lekarvam Liyos Meoivdi Haborei. That was his life. Esel kimis halach Noach, not to be mekarv others. L'chein emashu v'yelad Noach rak shloish abanim. Hashem and so on. V'shach shapir Ela told us Noach. Adkan. So we understand why it says Ela told us Noach. These are the told us of Noach, and that's it. There was no esan nefesh asher osa. There was no additional offspring besides his children, people that he had drawn near, that he had gone out to be mekarv that didn't exist with him. So the question that we're still holding by, and again in the Pituche Chosim was addressed, but we need to bring that down to understand in our Madrega, how is it possible for a person who wants to live a life of Esher Elokim Hishalech, if we want to live that way, in the way of Esher Elokim Hishalech Noach, to be Jews that are able to spend their lives learning in a way of Dveikus Bashem, and at the same time, that when we're 120, that it will say about us, Ela told us, and it told us, not just Ela told us, but there'll be many, many Esa Nefesh Asha also, that there'll be many other children that we can give birth to through our working to be Makar for others to Avodas Hashem. And what this means is this avaida that the Radich was talking about, toiv l'shamayim v'toiv l'abriyos, is forcing us to live a life of, at the same time, min ha-migdash lo yetze, to somehow not to leave the Beis HaMikdash, not to leave that world of Hezel Kim Eshalach Noach, u'b'chol zos, Hashem wants us to leave. So there's a Torah that I saw that not on the other side of this page, but the second page that was given to you, that says on the top of it, Vayifka B'Mokim. You see that? Vayifka B'Mokim. There's a new Sefer that came out, and I'm just using this to introduce what we're going to go into from the Shalach Kaddish and the other Sfarim, but from Rav Kook. There's a Sefer that came out, the Shmuzen of one of the great Rosh Yeshivas of the generations, not as well known as many of the others, but Beryl Schwarzman, Zechon Levracha, who was Nifta not long ago, from what was called Lakewood East in Yerushalayim, based on Talmud. It was a huge Talmud Chacham, and he was a Baal Machshav. So somebody just gave me the Sefer last week, and I opened it up for the first time yesterday, and I thought this would be a perfect way to enter into what we're doing, where it says Sinna Pnimius Bavadas Hashem, and it goes on this parasha. Isa b'Chazal. Chazal says in the Medrash, Vayifka b'makom, that Yaakov Avinu encountered the place. So Chazal say, Bikesh laver. It was Yaakov Avinu wanted to continue on his way. Bikesh laver, the Medrash says, Nasa ha'oilam kuloi kemin koisel lefanov. Nasa ha'oilam kuloi kemin koisel lefanov. The whole world beyond where he was became like a wall, the Medrash says. He couldn't move. Vayifka b'makom, he bumped in. He couldn't get any further. The whole world became Nasa Olam kulay kemin kaisel lefanav. Kivah Hashemesh, the Medrash continues. Kivah Hashemesh, what does that mean? Okay, Pashas, we understand it. The sun was setting. Rabbanan Amre, Kivah Hashemesh. Kiva kemil achas. If we take the word kiva and we make it into kiva, like chof yud beisei, it means to extinguish, to put out, right? L'chabois, to extinguish, to put out. So the Medrash says, Marshal le'ayhavi shal melech. The Medrash gives a marshal of le'ayhavi shal melech. Somebody who loves the king very, very much, is very close to the king. Shaba etzlo leprakim, and every once in a while he goes to visit the king. The king loves him. Amar HaMelech, Kibwas HaNeris. Now, when this friend comes, the king tells his servants, Kibwas HaNeris, put out the candles. Kibwas HaNeris, all of the lights. Kibwas HaPanosin, all of the lanterns. Shani Mevakish L'Darbe Imai Havi Betzinda. I don't want everybody to see the two of us talking. This is a special friend who I love. Kibwas HaNeris, Kibwas HaPanosin, put out the candles, put out the lanterns, so that the two of us can speak in a way that's private, that's intimate, that the whole world doesn't have to see such a thing. So the Medrash says, Kach ishkiya kadosh baruch hu Galgalach Galgalchama, so Hashem caused the sun to set. Shloi Bainasa, even though it wasn't the time for sunset, Kiva Hashemesh, Chazal are telling us, is a lashon of Kibui. Kibui. Kiva Hashemesh. Hashem said quickly, I want the sun to be extinguished, the light of the sun. I want the sun to set. Shloi Bainasa, wasn't the time for the sun to set. Vishvila Dabrim Yaakov Vina Betzina. Because I want to speak to him in such a way that's Betzina, without the sun shining, without the whole world watching this. You know, Chazal says there's things you have to try to understand. What does that mean? Vayifka b'makom, so he's not able to move on. The world becomes like a wall. Kiva Hashemesh, Hashem says to the sun to set quickly so that it will be dark. And he could speak to Yaakov Avinu Betzina in a very, very intimate and private way. And by this medrash, Chazal are expressing the intimacy of that gilui, of that hisgalus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yaakov Avinu by Vayetze Yaakov Mibesham. Hine Omer Sham B'medrash. Again, we need to understand what this means. What is this kind of a conversation? Kivah Hashemesh. Hine Omer Sham B'medrash. The Medrash continues and says, Shoma koilan shamalachi hasharis oimrim bo hashemesh, bo hashemesh. Osa shimsha, osa shimsha. Yaakovinu heard that the malachim were calling out, darshaning on the words, ki vahashemesh, the malachim are calling out, vahashemesh, osa shimsha, that Yaakov nikra shemesh, that Yaakovinu was called shemesh, was called the sun. We know that from Yosef Atzadik's dream, right? So Yaakovinu is called Shemesh, the sun. Yaakov nikra Shemesh, and the Malachim were all excited that when Yaakovinu came, they all called out, Osa Shimsha, Osa Shimsha, the one who was called Shemesh, Kiva HaShemesh. Yaakovinu was called Shemesh, is here. So the Rosh Hashiva explains, HaShemesh mi'ira b'chol ha'olam. What is the sun? The sun is what illuminates the entire world. The whole world is shining because of the sunlight. Hashemesh mi'ir b'chol ha'olam. And what's the inyan of the tzaddik? The job of the tzaddik and the mitzias of the tzaddik is v'yakov heyu b'chol makom. Is for the tzaddik to bring light wherever he goes. For the tzaddik to be meyer b'chol makom. That's why Yaakovinu is called Shemesh. The Yaakov Heyer B'chol Makom. So wherever the tzaddik goes, he brings the or. That or of what? The or of Yidias Hashem. The or of Emunah and so on. Of Torah. The Yaakov Heyer B'chol Makom. Ach B'terem Heyer. Now, so Yaakovinu's inyan in this world is Ufaras the Yom of Akedim Tzofayin of Enegba. Right? To go out to the world. Yaakovinu is going to bring the Ur of Emunah to continue what Avraham Avinu was Isaac in, and he's going to go and bring the world back to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Ach terem heyer, but before Yaakovinu could go out to the world and to bring that light to the world, his light to the world, v'hayitzarech lav or shlav shel ha'ora b'tzina shehi ora pnimitz. He had to go through first a shlav of his life where there would be no effort to illuminate the world, but rather the avoda of that earlier time of his life was he'ora pnimis, to first illuminate himself. He'ora b'tzina, in a very quiet, hidden way, she'ora pnimis within himself. Ezer romzu b'meshenas ha'olam kaisel lefonav. And this is what Chazal are alluding to. When they say that Vayetze Yaakov, Yaakov is going out into the big world, Charona, to that place of Charon Av, where a world that's distant from Hashem. And Yaakovinu has a lot, Yaakovinu has an Ur that he wants to give to the world, he wants to bring the whole world back. But Hashem Yisbarach puts a wall in front of him. Ezer romzu b'meshenas ha'olam kaisel lefonav. Kaisel lefonav machshich, it became dark. Hamaneyim in ha'or l'ha'ir, not to allow Yaakovinu's light to continue on in the world. Yaakov would have to hold back that light, and he would have to spend this time in his life developing, working on the Or within himself. B'terem mi'irim, before you want to give light to others, tzichim li'yaisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tzina b'kesha ha'pnimi. You first have to spend time. What that shiur is different for everybody, but there first needs to be a time im HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tzina, in a very close and intimate way, b'kesha ha'pnimi, with the Or shining deep inside the person himself, inside the one who wants to illuminate the world. You have to first illuminate yourself. So when Yaakov comes, Hashem is Baruch, Skiva HaShemesh, he tells the sun to set. He says, put out all of the lights. And a kaisel, a wall, is set before him. The whole world is like a wall, meaning that he can't enter into the world. He doesn't have access to the world. Because Hashem is Baruch is telling him that if you want to be able to do something in this world, if you want to change the world, if you want to be Mashpia, you first have to begin with there being a wall that divides you, that separates you from the world. And therefore, for now, the lights have to be extinguished. Or for now, the lights have to be dimmed. And the time is a time of remaining in the Migdash, developing bitzina, a kesha hapnimi. If you want to be the Shemesh that you were created to be Meshamesh the world by illuminating the world with Hashem's light. The terem me'irim tzichim li'yaisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tzina b'kesha ha'pnimi. Not like you have certain that they'll take like some 17-year-old boy and they'll send him off to some Shabbaton as an advisor, or a madrich, or a teacher, and they're also sending off 17-year-old medelech to the same thing, to be madrichot and so on. This guy, he's a tzaddik, he's a boy, he's a wonderful boy, but he didn't have enough time to develop that bitzina, that kesher pnimi with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're telling him at this point in his life that he's supposed to go out and to light up the world when he himself has so much darkness inside that he hasn't been able yet to come to a place within himself of a mikdash. He hasn't spent enough time in the base of mikdash of himself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu bitzina. He's not ready for that time of Umin HaMikdash Lo Yetzei. When are you ready? We're not going to right now. But he hasn't come to that time yet. Umin HaMikdash Lo Yetzei. Umin HaMikdash Lo Yetzei. And I remember years ago when I used to sometimes go to these to speak. There was a friend of mine that was very big at the Shabbatonim, and there were guys and girls. And I'm talking about 30 years ago, I used to sometimes go speak at these Shabbatonim, and they had these 17, 18 year old boys that were sent to be mashpia on the chevra. And it was always fascinating to me how the mashpiyim davka were interested in increasing the religious sensitivities of the most attractive girls on campus. It was interesting. I don't know how it came out. Just like it was a coincidence, but they were always interested in a particular type of a girl. It was never, for some reason, they assumed that the heavy girl with acne was already close to God, but the other types of girls needed some work. Now they need a little bit of work, a little bit of as a nefesh shalos bechar, and a little bit of as a nefesh shalos bechar. So a person can't delude himself. Of course, we would never feel ready. Who feels that he's ready to go out from the mikdash? But what the Medrash is saying is HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a wall between himself and the world and said, listen, Rav Yaakov, I want you to be my man out there. I want you to be Mashpia. I want you to be Toivel HaShemayim v'Toivel HaBriyos. I want you to be the Beditshevah's model of a tzaddik to go out, because my world needs a lot of help. It's a dark world. I want you to go out there. But for now, Kiva HaShemesh. Kiva HaShemesh. I want you first to develop a very intimate personal relationship with me. The lights are put out. There's no inyan now to go and shine. In here, in this world, in your mikdash with me, I want you to develop this kesher pnimi. Kesher pnimi. You have to fill yourself with Or. The inyan of being mashpia is like a glass that's filled and it pours over the sides. Not that you find yourself like many chevra do, that you find yourself that every single time that you're trying to figure out a Torah, that this will be an interesting Torah, what could I learn to be able to give over to other people? Have you ever found yourself doing that? When you're in a position to go and to say Torah and they need you to say Torah somewhere. So you try to right away, you rush to try to find this thing or that thing, you ask somebody that knows some, and you're trying to, or maybe somebody goes online to find like a gewaldige Torah to say over to the people where you have to go. Okay, that's Obviously, there's a responsibility to prepare. I'm not talking about preparing. But the tachlis of hashpah is when a person is filled with so much that it pours over the sides. And he doesn't even have to necessarily give that shmuz or that shir. His presence also is mashpia, as we spoke about in the past. But as far as the Torah is saying what to give over, if a person didn't fill himself with Torah, if a person didn't first spend a significant part of his years, of the earlier years, with the lights out, with a wall between himself and the world, if he's already, he gets right out there into the world, and he's going to change the world, it's true that it's an emergency, we need to do whatever we can. But the emes is, you can't compare a person. You can't compare these two mashpiyim. The person who spent that time alone with Hashem is Baruch. The term mi'irim tzichim liyesam HaKadosh Baruch betzina bekesha hapnimi. It's an important sentence, a very important sentence. The term mi'irim, before you want to give light to others, tzichim liyesam HaKadosh Baruch betzina bekesha hapnimi. You first have to be in HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiva Hashemesh, kiva Hashemesh. For a time, the light, you have to not turn that light onto the world. It has to be dark, and you have to be alone in a room with Hashem is Baruch. Kibu as hapanos and shani mevakish l'dar b'moy havi b'tzina. The Medrash says. I want to speak with the one who I love, b'tzina. Oz ein ha'ara. During that time, you're not shining out to the world. Yesh choshech. It's a time that as far as your relationship with that world outside of the Beis HaMikdash, yesh choshech, it's dark. Aval gam, lo yitzorech lirois shum davar, keshe mutzna upnimi shenu nira hu ha-haschala. The beginning of Hashpah is keshe mutzna upnimi shenu nira hu ha-haschala. Where you're invisible, when you're in where a time of being invisible, unseen and invisible. Hu ha haschal. Shezo masha chazal ramzu, kibu as aneiros, kibu as apanos. That's what chazal are alluding to or hinting at in this amazing medrash of kibo hashemesh, kiva, kiba, to put out. Kibu as aneiros, kibu as apanos. Hashem says, I want to speak with my friend privately. He has to be briefed. We have to discuss things. He has to be filled with my light. And then he will be able to go out. I'll take the wall away of the world, and then he'll go out into the world. But if he doesn't have that aura inside of himself, then what's going to be? We're living in a time where, because there's a certain sense of urgency, it's understandable. But especially there are certain places in Eretz Yisrael where they'll give smicha to a person who he thinks that it says on top of the Gemara, Talmud Bavli, he reads a Talmud Bibli, he doesn't even know what the top of the Gemara, what it says in the Gemara. Forget about that. We're not talking about that Nismal Kresa B'Shas Poskim, that Mila Kresa B'Shas, that he's filled with Shas Poskim. He can't spell Shas and he can't spell Poskim. And he's already called Rabbi, and he's already out there, you know, in Starbucks with a scarf around his neck and a cool sweater, talking to some, hopefully, guy. And he's being makar of this person, Tavadis Hashem. He himself didn't have bechlal, a time alone. I shouldn't say bechlal, but not a significant time. Again, I'm not talking about a sheer of time, what that is. But there must be a time of kibbutz aneus, kibbutz apanos. Kach gam bedidan. So it is with us. Tchila se hezdabkus amakadosh baruch hu tzvicha lios betzina. The beginning of his dabkus is betzina. Now you have people. I've seen things because people have showed me things. There are people that you could have nowadays. Someone he's about tshuva for 6 months. And he already has a Torah website. He already has a website. We say divrei Torah. He just heard about the Torah 6 months ago. He never knew there was a Torah. He never heard of Moshe Rabbeinu. And now already he's trying to send out to the whole world his personal reflections on the Torah. It's sweet. It's sweet and it's dangerous. It's sweet and it's foolish. Kibos haneos, kibos apanos, and also lacking in a certain sense of humility. It's one thing if he wants to talk to his closest friends and his family to share whatever light he has so far, but at this point in his life, he's already writing a book and going to Barnes & Noble to have an autograph to signing his books. These are things that are happening, moms, all the time. Tchilus says, Dabkus, because Baruch Hu Tzvichel is Betzina. Betzina. You ever see Rabbi Yochanan Fishel's parish on the Reb Sadie Gaon Sefer HaMitzvos? You ever see it? So all the years we learned it was three big fat blue ones. Now they made it already. You could read, it's easier to read. They made it with maftechas, like six or seven volumes. It's nice. You know Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perla, he was sitting in Yerushalayim. The Bechlal didn't know who he was. And all of a sudden he brought this to the Beis HaTfus. He says, yeah, I wrote some svarim. And then the whole world went crazy. What was the Chazon Ish? The Chazon Ish went through a time in his life, Kibbutz HaNeiros, Kibbutz HaPanos, and nobody, I mean, there were people that knew that Rav Avraham Yeshaya, he sat in the Beis Medrash in Vilna, and Chaim Oizer knew there was something, this is not a regular person. But you didn't see them. When he was 20 years old, he invited everybody to come to see him at Shas. And whatever, you know, I'm just saying a number. He didn't, like nowadays, and we're making a party, and I'm ready going to go and do this and do that. There's a time of Kibbutz HaNeiros, Kibbutz HaPanosim. Ha'aleph, who? Sheyiyat Kaisal Mafsik Beinu Leben Ha'olam. The Aleph, the beginning of in the life of a person who wants to be Mashpia, is that there's a wall between himself and the world. A wall between himself and the world. That means Mamish. To spend time in a way of separation from the world. Obviously, this is becoming harder and harder. And that's why we're not coming up with Chazon Ish's and we're not coming up with the Rabbi Yochanan Fishel's. It's very, very, very hard. She'a kaisel mafzik beinu leven ha'olam v'rakacharkach yochel liyaz b'or Hashem. Lo yistam ha'or chitzonis. And then when this person comes to be mashpia to the world, when he comes to when the time comes to take the wall away and to let him loose in the world, then the ha'ara is not a ha'ara chitzainis. It's not a chitzainis, the geshalo ha'ara. It's a ha'ara pnimis. It's ha'ara pnimis. L'loy hakdama zu, without this hakdama, imaschilim chitzainis, if you begin your career, b'chitzonius, in a way of chitzonius, m'libli lichyos af pam chay yitzinu pnimius, without there being a significant time, again, in everybody's life, obviously that's different, but without there being a time of chay yitzinu upnimius, chay yitzinu upnimius, like shurim l'lamala maspik, then it means that you don't have a strong enough kesher. Lamala. You don't have a strong enough keshe to the Bari Olam to be able to share him with the rest of the world. You don't know him enough to introduce him to others. You want to introduce a Kadosh Baruch Hu to other people, but you barely know him yourself. So how are you supposed to introduce him to anybody else? How are you supposed to explain to others what's this inyan of the Bari Olam? What's this inyan of being a Jew? If you barely understand it, you barely scratch the surface yourself, then what kind of an introduction are you making? And even if you could say something nice and it sounds good, it's a little bit, but when it comes down to it, you can't sustain that kind of a relationship with another person to be mashpi in such a way of depth, something that's real, something that lasts. This doesn't mean, I'm not saying, neither is the tzaddik here saying, chas v'chalila, that you can't have people over to be makav yidin. The ikka that, of course, is with the friendliness, with the warmth, and a cholent, and a kugel. That's which is really one of the most effective things you could do to help other Jews to get them interested. But in terms of being mashpia b'emes and ba'omik and having a career like that, as a rebbe, as a rav, as a madrich, as somebody that's makar of others, not talking about every Jew should invite other Jews over. Everybody should be mashpia and shouldn't be afraid that they could have the neighbors or the people that go to work with them to have them come over, like this beautiful thing, the Shabbos Project, and what they do with... Torah Mitzvot are called, you know, on the phone. Our partners in Torah, it's gewaldig. And even people who haven't learned much, they know a lot more than people who haven't had any shaykhs with Yiddishkeit. And in that capacity, certainly, it's a choshev thing. Even to have to be careful to prepare and to know what they're doing. But certainly, there could be mashpi in a good way, and to invite other Jews over and to be makar of them. That's not what he's talking about. He's not talking about a warm Jew. Everybody has to be a warm Jew to have people over and to do what you can. That's something else. Varmkeit is something else. But what he's talking about is be'emes, a person who's teaching, who's a rav, who's a mashpia. Like shum l'lamalo maspik, if you're not connected enough above, then what are you supposed to be able to give down here below? V'im leikshurim l'lamala, az ma'oid misukan ki yardim l'mata. You know, it's very dangerous. If you're not tied up above, then it's very dangerous to take a trip down below. It's like, you know, you're going like the mountain climbing or something. And if you don't have the thing, the rope that's holding you, that's very dangerous. Or somebody's in outer space and he wants to take a little bit of a tiyul and he's not connected to the sun. He never comes back. It's very, very dangerous to do such a thing. There's a famous maaser from the Rebbe of Meryl Primizlan, Chusi Yelena, that used to go in the winter, used to go down, there was a mountain, and everything was frozen. He used to go down there and we'd go to the ice, like many tzaddikim, he had a place there where he was toveling in the ice water. And there were a few misnagdim there in town, and they were making fun. Because the chassidim was saying that the Rebbe goes over there and that's where he toveles. And this misnagdim said that's not possible because the only way to get there is by going this mountain. It's all ice in the winter. And going down this, you can't go down that mountain into the lake. So the chassidim said, no, that's the Rebbe toveles. That's where he toveles. They said, Moisim. They didn't believe. So this misnagdim. So these two misnagdim went to watch where Meir Primzana was going before davening, and they saw that he went in this like mountain of ice. It was all icy, and he just walked down the mountain, and he went, and he took off his clothing, and he was toiling in the ice water. So these two guys saw that they had to tell the chassidim this takeshach, and they went up there, and they rolled down. They got hurt very, very badly, and they were all broken, and they had to get bandaged up. And the Meir Primzana went to be mivakeh chaylim. He went to visit them to see how they were doing. And these fellows said it. You know, how'd you do that? It's all ice. How do you walk down that mountain? So Meir Primzlan said that when you're tied up above, you don't slip down below. But if you're not tied up above, then you're on your own. So what the Rashivi here is explaining is without a kesher lamala. Two things. There's very little effect that you can have on those who are lamata. Very little effect you could have on the people. I mean, again, you can have the effect like another warm Jew, which is nice. But to teach, to give over, there's very, very little effect you could have. And then there's something else. When he says, Oz ma'od misukan, ki yardim lamata, there's also danger in it. There's also danger in it. Because if you're going out to the world and you're not sufficiently illuminated within yourself, again, who's able to say that I've come to that point? But if you don't have that koyach within yourself, that or within yourself, if your Beis HaMikdash has not been sufficiently developed, then when you leave your Mikdash, you're open game. And I've unfortunately had to deal with many situations. I'm not saying a few. I mean many situations with chevra that went out to be mashpia, and they themselves slid into the mud, fell into the mud very, very, very deeply. I don't want to say that ma'isim b'chol yoyim, but there are a lot of things that happen. A lot of things that happen under that official title of kir v'chaykim, of going out to the world. In order to go out to the world, there first has to be a wall between yourself and the world, in order that you can go out to the world. But if the wall was never there, and you're always very, very comfortable and been a very, very strong part of that world, and there's no wall between yourself and the world, there's no mikdash panimi, then what are you going outside of the mikdash? How could you go outside of the mikdash and think that you're going to bring the Or Hashem outside the mikdash? Not only might you not be successful in bringing that Or to the world, but you yourself might chalila fall into terrible darkness. That wouldn't have even happened to you. You'd just be an Eilech Yid that goes to work, that isn't in business. Even though everybody's saying that the business world is very, very, very dangerous in Hanami. And every Jew has to go through this. Every Jew, not just someone that's going out to be mashpia, but especially a person who's going to try to be mashpia and is going to have these connections. I'm not going to tell all the stories that are bad things that say kitrugim on Jews, but you hear stories. There are stories about people in positions of hashpah. And dafka, when you're in a position of hashpah, you're very, very, very vulnerable, because when you're in that position to be mashpia, that means that the people you're talking to are in a position of being makablam. A makabal, by definition, is somebody who is vulnerable. Somebody who's putting himself or herself before you to receive from you. I'm only saying things b'remiza. I'm not going to talk about this, but it could be that's what he's saying. As ma'od misukan, it could be very dangerous. could be very, very dangerous. Ki yardim lamata. You could slip like the guys on the mountain of ice. You could slip very badly and hurt yourself. Vayira vayomer ein zekim beisalukim v'zeshar shemayim. Kach yochel beisalukim shel kol echad lios shar shemayim. Our job, if we want to be mashpia, our job is each and every one of us has to become himself a beisalukim. When you become yourself a beisalukim, zeshar shemayim, then you can carve out an opening, a shar shemayim, and invite others into your mikdash. You can go out and bring others in. But if you don't have a Beis HaLakim within yourself, where are you inviting them? Where are you going? Where are you going? And who are you bringing? And where are you bringing them to? Kach yochel Beis HaLakim shal kol echa liyas shara shamayim. Misham shaymim as called Tfilas Yisrael. And from that place that's called Zer Shara Shamayim, from that place, all of the Tfilas of the Jewish people are able to ascend. So, this is not meant, Chalila, to intimidate or to frighten, or to even in any way to discourage, but going back to the question, and we're going to return more to this on the mission the next time we get together with the Shlach Kodesh and Rav Kook and Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap, that the side of the Mashpia is to somehow find that balance between inside the Mikdash and outside of the Mikdash. The ikir is, first, that there be a wall between himself and the world to develop that mikdash pnimi. And only afterwards is he able to invite others into the mikdash and to build other bate mikdash wherever he goes in his life. How does one determine this? How does one find the balance? Even once you are in that position of a Rebbe, a Rav, a Mashpia, or in Kiruv, how do you maintain that balance between inside and out? So, Bezer Hashem, if you could hold on to the pages, and we'll continue next time.